Once again, a good morning to those who have tuned into the Seeds of Truth. And I remind you that the congregation bringing you this program, the Rivermont Church of Christ, meets at 2316 East 100 Road tomorrow morning for the study of God's Word at 10 a.m. and at 11 a.m. for our morning worship, and again Sunday evening at 6 p.m. for our evening worship. Then on Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. for our Bible study. And you are very cordially invited to attend any or all of these services. I'm going to begin a series of lessons dealing with God's scheme of redemption. Your speaker is Robert Swain. This morning we will look at the subject, Salvation by Grace. This subject has been the hope of sinners and the joy of saints since Christ died on the cross. Paul states in Ephesians 2 and 8, "For by grace are ye saved through faith," and again in Titus 2 and 11, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." And then again in Romans 3 and 24, that is, then again in Romans 3, 24, he states that we are justified freely by his grace. If the New Testament teaches anything, my friends, it teaches that salvation is by grace. And to deny this is to deny the New Testament of Christ Jesus, for it's founded upon grace, and all the blessings we derive therefrom are the results of God's grace to us. Grace is unmerited favor, and it means a gift, a favor, which one receives without any merit of his own. To be saved by grace, then, means that salvation, which we neither deserve nor merit, is bestowed upon us through favor, merit, and love of another. God's grace means a free gift, and salvation is a free gift from God. It is not something we earn, nor is it something which God bestows in payment of a debt. Remember, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Salvation by grace has always been a gift of God, and we must thankfully receive it. How? By obedience to the gospel, and the giving of praise to him whose grace has redeemed us from sin. We are saved by grace, not by rites or ceremonies. And this was the fundamental mistake made by the early Jewish Christians. You remember that they wanted to make salvation depend upon keeping the law, on tradition, and upon circumcision. And they even went so far as to teach that Gentiles could not be saved until they were circumcised and submitted to the law. Acts 15 and 1 says, "And certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, Except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved." This created such a controversy in the church that the brethren went to the apostles in Jerusalem for a settlement of it. The apostles, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, said that circumcision was not necessary to salvation. Instead of circumcision contributing to salvation, it was a positive hindrance, since it was a part of a yoke which no one had been able to bear, so states Acts 15 and 10. Then in verse 11, Peter states, "But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ we shall be saved, even as they." One of the great mistakes in the history of religion has been made by those who teach that salvation is the result of human merit, that it is earned, and that it's bestowed through rites and ceremonies. And against this false teaching, the Bible continually says, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life," Titus 3, 5-7. So we are saved by grace and not